All right. Good evening, everyone. We continue a little bit tonight in Simon Vav in the Kitzer. So this is Simon Vav Sif Gimel. The Kitzer writes, Asher Lahotzi Shem Shemaim Levatava. One should not go ahead and recite the name of Hashem without purpose. V'chalamotzi Shem Shemaim Levatava. And whoever goes ahead and recites the name of Hashem without purpose, over a mitzvah's asay. A person violates a positive commandment. Dichsiv Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. The pasuk says you should fear, you should revere HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Vizel Michlal Hayira Lahaskir Shemo HaGadol Kiim Bederach Shavach Ubracha. And one of the ways in which we revere HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the ways in which Yira manifests itself, is by taking great care and concern to ensure that one only recites the name of Hashem when appropriate, and one avoids, when at all possible, the recitation or the articulation of the name of God without a sacred purpose. He says, therefore, one should only recite the name of Hashem, b'mashu mechuyav, regarding those things which one is obligated, like brachos and the other, u'bederech limud, or while learning. So interesting enough, in the footnote here, in the Likutei Piskei Tshuvos, he writes that minhag ha-chassidim va'anshei ma'isa, so the minhag of pious people, is la-hakpid shlo la-haskir shem shemayim kima mashem mechuyav ve'lo b'shar dvarim, that one should only recite the actual name of God when dealing with things that one is actually obligated. Meaning, what he's referring to over here is, technically speaking, if one recites a pasuk in its entirety, then technically one could say the name of Hashem. But the chassidim anshei ma'isa, pious individuals, refrain from doing that and only recite the name of God when one is reciting something obligatory. Here, therefore, he writes, "Ubali negina yesh lahem limana melahaskir shem shemayim negina sam afilu kishon pasuk shalim." Therefore, again, when someone is singing, so even if one is reciting a pasuk in its entirety, one should not say the name of Hashem. Rather, one should not say the shame of Agnos. Rather, one should just say Hashem, with one interesting exception. V'rak bizmiros upiyutim sheniskenu ayide kalmonim v'ne'eram b'sud ha-shabbos v'yomtov derech kavav v'yira. But when it comes to zmiros, that we say on Shabbos, that we say on Yomtov, and those zmiros are supposed to be a form of shevach, a form of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no'agim lahaskir bohem shem shamayim. So this Ketshuvos quotes the Marsha that says that although we try to only recite the name of God when it comes to mandatory recitations, when it comes to the singing of zmiros on Shabbos, Yom Tov, one is permitted, in fact, to recite the name of Hashem, since the singing of those songs in and of itself is a display of kavod to the Ribono Shel Olam. Rabbi Chanan Yiben Akash, Omer Tshbrach Luzako, says Yisrael, Levicha, Achibon Tamir, Soshneh, Madan, Chavitz, Man, Sitko, Yagdil, Torah, V'Yadir.